听力课堂，听 class.com。
7. Coworkers. Dialogue 1.
I'm really fed up with Larry. He's the biggest airhead I've ever met. He always makes careless mistakes, and he's a pain to work with.
You shouldn't be so negative.You'll always have some coworkers that are harder to work with than others. But if you are negative and start name-calling in the office, it will make a bad working environment for everybody.
You only say that because you don't have to work with him. The people in your department seem so capable and nice to be around. Take Mary, for example. She's smart and enthusiastic. I've never met anyone as cheery as she is.
Everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, even Larry. He might be a pain to be around, but he's also very good at staying in budget on projects. Mary, on the other hand, spends our project money like there's no tomorrow. Also, she's never willing to stay a little later at the office. She always leaves at 5 p.m. sharp.
Isn't there anyone in the office that is a perfect coworker? What about Bob?Everybody loves Bob. Even though he's fresh out of college and still a bit green, he is a great coworker.
You're right. He's a hard worker, easy to get along with, honest, and he never steals the credit on projects. The only thing he's lacking in is experience.
Maybe that's why he's so nice.
Dialogue 2. Do you get along with your coworkers?
I get along pretty well with most of them. It seems there are always a few rotten apples in the bunch, though. Like Margaret. I don't know why management hasn't fired her yet. She's a terrible gossip.
Do you think management should fire someone just because they gossip?
It's not only that she gossips.But she also tries to start problems among other employees by spreading rumors and telling lies about her coworkers. She's not trustworthy, and in my opinion, I think she's nuts.
So, how do you develop good relationships in the office?
I think one of the important things is just to be considerate of your coworkers' feelings and needs. If you are aware of other people and do your part to make a good working environment,You should be able to get along with most of the people you work with.
I think you're right, but it does seem that there are always a few coworkers that are harder to work with than others. ¶¶